Today, our text is in First John chapter 2. We continue our way through this book and through this chapter. And in today's text, we come to a very odd portion of the book, an odd portion of Scripture, one that has confounded commentators through the ages. John kind of breaks his form in this letter that we're dealing with. And he addresses the people of the church in these three different ways, which you'll hear, children, fathers, and young men. So we know that he's been speaking to the church, and he's been speaking to them as children. In that sense, he's referred to them before, "My little children, I tell you this," like a father. John looks at the church as his kids. He looks at the churches to whom he writes as those that by God's grace, in some sense, he has been allowed to parent. But here he breaks away and he calls them by different titles, and then he repeats it. And he does the first block of it in the present and the second one in the past. And it's just thrown people for a loop, trying to figure out exactly what John is doing in breaking stride in the middle of his text and going down this road. And there are no easy answers. I have not heard anyone who can really say, "Oh, here's the logic of what he's doing," though we can all kind of have some speculations. And I don't think there's any big interpretive issues that are at hand here. It's just, I mentioned it at the outset, that it's odd. It's just a break from what he was doing. But let me go ahead and read the text, and then we'll jump in and draw some points from it. Our text is 1 John chapter 2, and just verses 12 through 14 this morning. "I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one." You see, even the format looking in the text is different, and the translators recognize this is different than the flow of the text in this repetition, and hence they even break it out into almost verse form as if it's poetry or something, or a song or something like that. So what do we make of this text? Well, John is addressing his church and now distinguishing in the group between the children. And of course, he may very well be speaking of actual age of people, but most likely not, right, given the context of the book, but rather the stratum of believers within the church. Those who are at the maturity level spiritually of children, those who are at the maturity level of young men or women, and those who are at the maturity level of mothers and fathers in the faith, right? Sort of senior believers. And in that case, you know as well as I do, age can oftentimes have very little to do with this. You know, there are young people who are very, very mature in the faith, and who are fathers or mothers of the faith, who really are able to help parent, if you will, and help mature the young and the immature in the faith, who bring many to the faith and who bring great wise counsel to the faith. And there are also those who are quite a bit older, who are very immature in the faith, who have a very surfacey understanding of the faith and of the relationship with the Lord, who need to be nurtured and parented, if you will, in the faith. So it doesn't really have much to do, I don't think, with physical age, as much as it has to do with spiritual maturity. And I think we would do well in some sense to hold this grid up to ourselves and say, where are we on this spiritual chart? You know, are we as little children? Are we as young men and women? Are we as fathers and mothers in the faith? Well, before we jump into that and we think about what John has to say to these groups and to us, and in some sense, all the things John has to say, he's saying to his children. He's saying to the church. We're going to make that point here in a second. So it's not like, well, some of this will apply to you and some of it will apply to others. In many ways, all that he's going to say here applies to us as the people of God. And that's the first point I want us to think about today. I want to think about this text in light of what we thought about last week, because as I've already mentioned, last week's text was a challenging text, and a lot of 1 John is. Much of this book is very challenging. It's going to hold mirrors up before us and ask us to reflect on ourselves. We've already heard John say several times, if you say this, you're a liar. If you say you're in the light, but you continue to walk in darkness, you're a liar. If you say you have no sin,